Welcome to Ellie Goldsmith's Inspired Flow. Just had a meeting with someone and it was all about basically helping an influencer in the Jewish world improve his ability to be relevant and to improve the media and the person himself involved to help strengthen what he's doing in his specific role. Which is also interesting, like defining your roles, knowing what your job is something which can get a bit lost in the up and down, round and around circles that go on here in the Holy Land. It's about basically focus and definition. So since we're at a special day today, it's called Zos Chanukah, I'm just going to say a few ideas about Kiyum, having a Kiyum, establishing things, realities in the world so that it has a lasting effect, that it makes a change, it leads to real change. And this is something which is doable if a person is wanting to. It's all about will, having the will, and putting in the different methodologies and strategies that bring about that change, that it should last. So obviously, for me personally, it's a very big focus right now in unity. Unity inspires projects, unity inspires concerts. I want to create some sort of unification amongst different organizations and peoples, talents and artists, musicians, and bring it all together. That is something which you're going to hear from me a lot in these podcasts and everything I'm putting out there, especially in the next few months. I really want to get it clear what my mission is and how I'd like to involve other people to do that. However, there is going to be a challenge, one on a personal level, to maintain unity. How do you get to unification? A person struggling in their daily relationships with the people around them, in their own personal understanding of what unity really means. What does it mean to be unifying, to bring unification, to the idea of yichud, it says in the psalm, and how to bring a certain all-encompassing light, like we saw of Hanukkah. We take all the different aspects, all the different flames, all the different wicks, and we burn them all in one day. So all the light from the 36 candles that we have a mitzvah to light, and the 8 candles at Shamish, that's 44 candles, we bring them all together, we light them all up in one big fire on Zos Chanukah today. So that light should stay with us for the rest of the year. That is the Hasidic minhag custom, to take what you get from this special day, the Zos Chanukah, and to have a kiyum, to have it established in your life. How do you do that? And what is it all about? So, personally, again, I see that as a unifying experience, that you're bringing together all the different paths and ways of personalities and lights that exist in the world. Everyone here has a certain role of being a lamplighter, of lighting up other people, of lighting up yourself, of making sure that you are an inspiration, that you're not someone who's bringing darkness and negativity, but actually bringing light. That was my real goal of the meeting today, to just light up the person in front of me, to realize they have something special in front of them. They have an opportunity to build that and partner it with others. And this is, each person has that ability. So I would like to empower others to partner with others. I just did a tour with Nissan Black. Now, thank God he went around America. I wasn't, you know, meritorious. I had the merit to be in Yerushalayim the whole Hanukkah. He was okay, he was meritorious to be in America and go around lighting up different locations in Pittsburgh and Providence and Detroit and Boston, and he had 2 big shows in New York and Brooklyn. And it was lighting up a place, especially Pittsburgh, had just gone through tragedy a month ago or something, to be able to bring that light of unification, of unity. That it's not about, you know, what religion you are and what this and what that. Nissim's an example of someone who's bridged those gaps, who's made those choices, and he's found that relationship with a God, with spirituality that makes sense to everybody, no matter who they are. And his messages of love and truth, and the person I was meeting with today is one of his rabbis, main rabbis, his main influencer to Nissim. This is the coordinator for that. So for me, it was like all connected. I just saw how it all flowed. And this is something which you can see, we're always talking about this inspired flow and how you can bring together all the different lights and inspirations in your life, and especially the people that are enabling that, to give them encouragement to help them do what they need to do. And that's what I'd like to do. I'd like to organize all the different charities as well, get them to work together a bit more. You know, unfortunately there is division going on, and they could be doing tremendous work if they would have the ability to communicate to each other. And that unification approach will actually solve a lot of political and religious issues that are going on nowadays. And I'm not going to get political, that's not my job, and there are better people than me at it. But I really want to just go down that road of unity and unification. And I really want to see how this special day today has the power to do that. It has within it a certain secret. And I can discuss it more in depth for anyone who wants to contact me, how this is relative on a personal level and in a modern day, you know, internet level where we even have these tools of podcasts and we can communicate like this. This is something which, you know, I'm happy to discuss as a consultant, but I'm also going to do it anyway, as on my own level, and be putting out there, as we know, weekly, even hopefully daily, the Inspired Flow, and to show how there is unification in my day, who I meet, what's going on, and that can be a lesson to everyone around me, and you can do the same. And I wish you a beautiful, blessed day. Thanks for listening, and there'll be more to come as the days go on and flow in an inspired way. All the best.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.